It's a blessing to preach about stewardship, and we'll be doing so for the next couple of Sundays. Once a father took his five-year-old son to McDonald's to enjoy a time together, so he bought his son some French fries. He knew his son liked French fries very much, and just to see the little one eat those things, that's so bad for you, but very good tasting. Of course, did the father good to see his son enjoying that time. And the dad reached over to share the moment with the son by reaching over for a French fry. And the son, little son, pushed his dad's hand away and said, "No, Daddy, those are my French fries." And the father had mixed emotions in his heart and in his thinking concerning what his son just did. He wanted to tell his son, "Son, no, those French fries really aren't yours. I just gave you those French fries, and because I loved you, and I want you to enjoy them. And son, I want you to know, I really don't need those French fries. If I wanted to, I can go up and buy 20 orders of French fries and have them right here for me and for you. And son, I gave you the French fries because I wanted to enjoy these gifts and this time with you. And I knew you wouldn't be happy just having that all by yourself. You'll be happier to share it." And the Bible tells us the Lord reaches out to us in that way in terms of what he provides. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. And God is the most generous one in the whole universe that he should give to us of himself and of the gifts that you and I have. You know, the Bible says any good gift we've ever experienced has come from the hand of God. And so it reminds me of back in my younger days when they used to advertise different things in contests. One of the things I was interested in was a shopping spree. I don't know if you ever had a chance to compete for one of those. But a shopping spree is when, if you win the shopping spree, you get to run through Giant Eagle or Kohl's or whatever for 5 minutes and just load up your cart with what you think is the best gifts, you know, in the store. Head for the dessert time or the snack aisles, whatever you want. And when you think about it, God, from all eternity past, has chosen gifts for you and I and then loaded up the cart more than we can handle. And he passes them out to us, you know, for us to give thanks and to enjoy. He gives life and health, healthy enough to be here today. And he gives people. Don't miss that the people around you really belong to God. He gives his word. He gives food and shelter. He gives daily bread and even French fries. And God gives out of the immeasurable storehouse of heaven. That's a phrase from the Old Testament. When God wanted to describe the way he was in Malachi 3, he said, "I open the floodgates of heaven. Pour out so much blessing that you don't have any room for it." And that's why garage sales were invented. Because we don't have any room anymore for the stuff. And when we moved from Erie County to here, I think in a hidden way I tried to throw out one-fourth of what we had just to pack everything on the truck. But God gives because he wants us to honor him, and so that the gifts might benefit not only a blessing to us but a blessing to others. Everything belongs to the Lord. And that truth really sets us free in many ways. And to share that a little bit with you today. The King James Bible calls what our role is in terms of God owning anything. He says we are a steward. I don't use that word every day, but that's the word the Lord picked for that particular passage. We're a steward. We take care of what God owns. And we manage it the way he wants us to. I think being a steward relates to being a manager, for example, of a sports team. Jim Leland used to be the manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's now a manager of the Detroit Tigers, who are in the World Series. And so what he does, he takes what the owner gives him, baseball bats and balls and gloves and players and uniforms, and he says, "Okay, let's do this together." And we remember it all came from the owner. So we're like that in our life. We don't do as we want. We do as the Lord wants. We're the manager of what he has given us. This does a couple things. It gives a great amount of thankfulness in our hearts for what God has passed on. I think if you ever lack for thanks, just remember that everything you have comes from God. You just think of your home or your relationships in your life, opportunity to work. God's entrusting you with that. And after a while, it's not so much whether you have 10 talents or 5 talents or 1 talent. They come from God and they're used for His honor. And how can we say thanks for all He's given us in Christ? What a wonderful song Daryl sang. And also it cures us from covetousness or feeling like we need more to be contented or happy. Stewardship takes care of that problem. The church where I came from, we were neighbors a little bit to a Methodist church just down the street from us. And one day, I heard news that the Methodist church got a great big, brand new pipe organ. It was a huge thing. Got to see it, probably taller than the ceiling here in our sanctuary. And my initial response was, why did they get that? And we didn't get that. And I began to think, well, you know, that's because they don't do the missions thing and they don't probably help out the young people, and never did trust those Methodists anyway. So, you know, begrudging attitude. That was a gift from God. I can go and visit that pipe organ, God's pipe organ, anytime I wanted. And it was His, to His glory. I felt a lot better about that pipe organ. After that, you might have a neighbor, you know, who gets a new car, and you think, why do they have that? Well, did you know that was God's car that even your neighbor has? That's His car. Happened to give it to the other guy. Doesn't matter if the other guy recognizes it's from him or not. Just say, what a beautiful car the Lord has given to the other person. Stewardship takes care of thankfulness. It cures us of covetousness. We get to use God's equipment to honor Him. He's the boss. Did you know He's the boss and you're not to take everything just for yourself? You're to use everything for His honor. And stewardship really deals with our identity as people. It speaks to the very core of, you know, what we're up to in life. Many Christians and preachers feel that stewardship really has to do with the purse or the wallet. But really, stewardship has to do with the person. Because if you give, you recognize the person belongs to God, I guess the purse belongs to God too. And that's not a big problem at all. Often we're afraid to deal with part one, whether we belong to God. If we do, then the other thing, it's just a wallet, you know, whatever's in there. So it has to do with our identity and answers the question, who has who? Who has who? Do we have God at our beck and call to say, well, we want you to do this for us and what we need and what we're up to? Or do we belong to God? Oh, accountable to Him, thankful to Him, contented from Him and blessed by Him. Stewardship answers the critical question, who is in charge? If you want a real treat, go anywhere this week and look around you and see everything as belonging to God. Whether you're at the shopping store, whether you see people in a community or a school, all those people were created by God. Christ died for each one of them. People in a church, well, they're not just, you know, the good singers and the not so good singers in a church. The good followers of the Lord and the not so good followers of the Lord in a church. Oh, they belong to God. He created them. All of a sudden, the value of people goes, whew. All of a sudden, the way you think about yourself takes on a measure of thankfulness and dependence and glad to be a part of what God's up to. If God's in charge of my life, I'm thankful. If He's not in charge of my life, I'm out of control. I don't recognize I belong to Him. And God's word says, you are not your own. You are bought with a price. And really twice bought by God, twice claimed by God, once because He created us, and twice because Christ gave His life for us at the cross. He could become our Savior and Lord if we say, yeah, Jesus, I want to belong to you. I don't want to run my life anymore because my life doesn't belong to me. Where did we ever get this idea that our life belonged to us? It's a fantasy world when we live that way. We're out of touch with reality. And One Ministry has a theme, reclaiming Christ, reclaiming America for Christ, rather. That's a good theme. But the stewardship message of the Bible says reclaiming your heart for God. Reclaiming you for God. That's who your identity is. Even in terms of salvation, God is the owner and operator of eternal life. You didn't think of it. You didn't earn it. And you didn't deserve it. It was a gift to be received by anyone who would want to. I love the stewardship theme because it gives all the credit to God, all the people to God, all the stuff to God. Doesn't things look better when you know that, oh, it all belongs to God. He's even the author and finisher of our faith. We work out our salvation then with thankfulness, fear, and trembling. When we think of Christ as a gift to us and the gospel, that means we don't hide it, keep it for ourselves. Think it must have been meant for me because God must have thought a little better of me than the other guy. It was a gift that we were blessed enough to receive. The second blessing of stewardship answers the question, am I loved? Am I loved? You probably will ask that question one way or another many times this week. Am I loved? As a young teenage boy, myself and my younger brother got together and we wanted to give a gift to my parents for Christmas. I said, we want to make a special gift. So we combined what we had, our resources, and we bought him a gift, probably overspent. And I remember being so happy about what we bought him, I wanted to really let him know, well, kind of attach something to it, you know. Maybe they'd be nice to me if I give him this gift. So selfishly and sinfully, I said to my brother, let's leave the price tag on it. And so my parents open up the gift. They say, wow, how wonderful, how nice. They see, look, the salesperson forgot to take the price tag off. And my little brother said, no, Bob said leave it on. That's why you have little brothers, so they squeal on you. And when God gives a gift to you, or perhaps maybe before we get to that part, hopefully you don't do that to the Lord, you know, when you give a gift to Him. I just leave the price tag on so the Lord knows I am a true tither in there. Or some other thing you want to accomplish with the Lord other than saying thank you. Thank you, Lord, I give to you. But when God gave the gift to us of His Son or of life forever, you know, He didn't attach it with a tag saying with a number value on that. What value could you put on eternal life? Not even purchased with silver or gold, the Bible says, but with the very life of Christ, the precious blood of Christ shed for each one of us. So we open the gift of Jesus and we say, wow, I never had a gift like eternal life with God. I'll be thankful for forever. Won't even know how to say thanks, as the song said, but say, to God be the glory. Stewardship answers the question, am I loved? Oh, yes, you are loved in ways you've just begun to discover. And to belong to Him, to be loved by Him, to let Him be in charge. What do you have that you did not receive when it comes to salvation or when it comes to whatever's in your barn or garage? And stewardship also takes care of the question, should I share? Should I share? Should I share God's gifts that He has given me to manage? Think of it in terms of what God has put into your life. Simple examples, but you are just as important to the Lord. George Washington had some abilities in his heart. He could lead. He could strategize militarily and such. And he could have said, you know, as a young settler over here, he could have said, you know, I want to protect my family and my land. So that's what I'm going to do. And if anybody attacks our farmland, I will take care of them. And I will run things efficiently just for me. But, you know, he didn't do that. He said, this was meant to be shared. Maybe to bless many others. Who knows, maybe God would use those simple gifts that he put into that man to help give birth to a whole nation. Oh, it was meant to be shared for others and for the glory of God. Many of you enjoy the football game, the Pittsburgh Steelers. What if Bill Cowher, coach or manager of the team, said, these players and this ball is just for us. We will play in a secluded place all by ourselves. Nobody watches. It's not for them. It's only for us. Many of you would be, don't know what to do with yourself on a Sunday afternoon. For the honor of God, for the blessing of others. Beethoven, as a musician, supposedly could not even hear some of the music he played. What didn't even inspire him. He played. He heard in part. But did God use it to give glory to Christ, to give a blessing to people? That's your life. And it's okay if you remain hidden as to what impact you might have. That's okay. God's still honored wonderfully by what he put into you. And then to share what we have, to share what simple gift we can give. I was very much inspired by a little fourth grader, Richard Eliason. He lived down the street from us where we came from. He was from a family of six children. Mom and dad were there, dad part-time, but they had very, very little for all the time we knew them. Knew them for about 10 years. The family never owned a car, just to give you a picture of the financial situation. I was recruited with a bunch of other people from our church to ring the bell with the Salvation Army ministry, you know, at the shopping center there one day. So I do the bell ringing, greet people, and give people opportunity to give. Well, Richard comes through the store, and my first thought, unfortunately, was I hope he don't get in trouble in there, because he did get himself in trouble very often. And he had come to Vacation Bible School and in some manner had expressed, yeah, I believe in Christ, as best as he knew how. He was leaning on Christ. Well, he went into the store and came out, not with a shopping cart of, you know, even a couple boxes of cereal. He came out with one little Hostess Twinkie, I think it was. You know, the little things you could buy, and they're pretty good. But he had bought that, and he came over, and whatever change he had in his pocket from buying that Twinkie, I mean, he reached down and got it all and came over to the kettle and let it go. And that particular gift, you could hear clang, 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 you know, a little louder than the others. And I thought, wow, what an expression of thanks to God out of this little one's heart who had almost nothing. One of the best gifts given that day, as far as I was concerned. And how much God would use something simple like that, maybe to help this young man's life. Not because the Salvation Army needed the 47 cents or whatever it was, because he needed to learn how to give. And what God would do with that simple gift to honor himself. I'm sure God blessed many because of the gift given, recognizing that belonged to God anyway. So we give to say, thank you, God. We give as an act of worship, an act of sharing. And when you think about your life, there it is, belonging to God. You're worth more than a whole world, Jesus said. If you lost your soul, it wouldn't match the value of the whole world. And the gifts God has given you, from Christ to his word, to your love, to your life, to your stuff. Last. Not hidden under a bushel, but given to say, thank you, God, this is for your glory, and to bless many, many others. And what an adventure you and I are on this week, managing what the Lord has given. Let that wonderful truth set you free and lighten your eye to to what the world's really all about. Otherwise, we live in a pretend world of, we got the stuff, and somebody has more than the other guy, and all that. All that's a bunch of unreality. The truth, God owning everything. We're so glad about that. Let's pray together as His people. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation. First of all, we thank you for you, that you do love us and would pour yourself out into our hearts in the person of your Holy Spirit. You want to be a good steward of just our own short life here. We ask that you help us embrace you if we have not done so and say, hey, we belong to you. Turn to you, and today be a day of salvation. Somebody here, many here maybe, thought they belonged to themselves, now to belong to Jesus. As the song says, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. And Father, for each of us, make us faithful stewards of all you own, entrusted to us for the glory of your name and for the service of others. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.